Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Toll, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st Century Talk for a No Bullshit World. Because you want to hear it unfiltered, right? You want to get those civilized words. Right, Karen?
Oh, yeah!
Say hello to Karen McCarthy.
Hello to Karen McCarthy and Rich Tola.
And she's a woman of a thousand voices. So we're going to have some fun with Karen today. It's Throwback Thursday, so we are throwing back to 1990, but we're going to have a lot of fun. Karen is going to bring, you did bring a couple of your friends here today, so
I totally brought a bunch of friends with me.
I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Oh, you guys are going to love it. This is awesome already. Well, let me first say thanks to yesterday's guest, actor-comedian Matthew Sterling Nye. Had a good time with him. You can check it out in the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. Check it out. It's a cool one. He drops the F-bomb a little bit, though, Karen, I will say.
Oh, my.
So be prepared for that one.
Then my virgin ears.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Karen is a veteran in the industry, so we'll
get... What are you trying to say? Yeah. Are you trying to say I'm old?
Well, I'm not sure. You don't look too old to me right now, but
well,
you transform.
Thank you very much.
I like that. Hey, kudos to the Kansas City Royals. Everybody see that? They won the American League Championship Series last night, beating the Baltimore Orioles 2-1.
I'm not allowed to root for them.
Why not?
I'm from the Bay Area.
Ah.
There's rules.
Well, they're in charge over there. San Francisco is in charge of the Cardinals. So, last night they advanced to the World Series. First time since 1985. I don't know if you guys remember that. I remember that with Brett Saberhagen and George Brett.
Oh, yeah.
Remember George Brett? George Brett made $1 million that year. That was like big money back then.
I was in like algebra class, and it was a big deal. Everybody was rooting and hollering.
Mm, I graduated college that year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I guess I got a few years on you.
A few. Oh, good.
You too.
I love older men.
Oh, no. Got all these friends with you today, though. I don't know how to keep track of it. Well, and also for tomorrow, hey, if you want to check in, tomorrow's Acoustic Fridays, and we have 21-year-old Sensation Cooper Phillips going to be here. We played her song, if you guys remember... The celebrity photographer, Scott Nathan, he directed her first video, so you could check that out in the archives. He was last Thursday, Throwback Thursday, so check it out. If you want to see the video, it's there too. So that's going to be kind of cool.
So throwback to last Thursday?
Nah, we're throwing back to 1999, but tomorrow is the artist, musician, who he talked about last Thursday.
Oh, okay.
You got it?
No.
Okay. Well, then, guess what? We're going to move on. We're going to go around the globe because I think you do have it though, right, Karen? Last Thursday, our guest was the director of the video of the Gal Tamar.
Okay.
Got it?
No.
Wow. Where's that genius at? Where's Tammy?
Hello.
The little kid. She's we got a genius in the studio. Hey, Tammy.
Hi, Rich.
How are you doing today?
I'm really good.
I see Spider's here, your buddy Spider.
Oh, yeah, so totally cool. I love all this gear.
Oh, man, Spidey, got your skateboard, your big skateboarder?
Oh, yeah, totally. Gonna shoot me some curls and gonna ride me some tubes.
Well, that's if Mommy lets you. Virginia here. What do you think, Virginia?
You know, I only started smoking to keep my weight down.
Wow, you sound pretty, how many packs a day do you smoke, like 7? Lucky 7 packs a day, or...
It's not lucky to keep track.
Oof. Wow, you sound pretty rough.
Really? You think so?
I mean...
Well, when you have 3 kids, it gets that way.
I think 3 kids from 3 different gentlemen. Is that what I understand?
Oh, well.
That's a whole nother story.
I don't want to brag.
We're going to talk about that later. We're going to get into more with Virginia, her son Spider, and... And their genius, the little friend Tammy.
Hi.
Karen, I love these friends you brought with you.
Oh, well, you know.
Cool.
It gets me on the carpool lane on the freeway.
I see that. I see that. You're doing speeding.
Yeah.
Speeding. Well
yeah.
Well, let's get to some stories here. First one we're calling I'm Sorry Baby. We're going back to Texas. This is where Ebola, I mean, we got to talk about it again because it's kind of a little bit, what can we say here? But Texas Hospital, we're familiar with that, Texas Health Presbyterian.
Oh, yeah, we love them Texans.
Well, patient died, two nurses, right, became infected. They apologized for mistakes that were made when first confronted with the deadly virus. It's not too good because the nurses did not have mandatory Ebola training except an optional summer seminar. So they don't have any hands-on experience, you know. So the training, they said there was no training. They just had information. And unfortunately, they said the specimen from patient zero, calling him patient zero, Thomas Eric Duncan, was mishandled.
Specimen. And why are they handling it? That just sounds gross.
You know, the problem is they weren't prepared, right? And it was a chaotic scene, quote-unquote, one nurse.
Well, you're never prepared for a tragedy until it happens or...
Right,
you
but
know.
They weren't properly trained for this type of virus. Not to think that they would ever see this virus, but the National Nurses United claimed that there was no one to pick up hazardous waste as it piled to the ceiling. Well, that's a scary
gosh. Right? Well, on the bright side, you know, it's happening in very small quantities just yet. And so if we do get a massive outbreak somewhere, they're going to be more prepared because they're seeing how poorly prepared everyone is right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point.
I know. I told her all about that because I'm so smart.
You are so smart. But your IQ is off the charts, I heard.
I know.
Tammy.
it's like 967, but that's just a number.
Huh.
IQ is subjective.
I don't know. I heard you're super, super smutty, like you graduated high school already. How old are you? What are you, six?
I'm 6 years old, and I graduated high school, and then wanted to go to college, but they said I'm not old enough.
Well, you could wait. Why don't you play with the kids in the playground? You're thinking too much.
Okay.
Well... Tammy, this hopefully it's not coming to California, so we should be in good shape. But the government, the good news is they're considering. I hope they do this. They said those who treated this patient zero, they're considering to put him on a list to prohibit them from flying commercially. It's called a do not board list. I mean, I hope they do it. I mean, at this point, you might as well be more safe than sorry. What do you think?
I try not to think. It gives me a headache. I think all the time.
I don't think she knows what she's doing. She's too little.
Virginia, what do you think? It's kind of like, aren't they closing the barn door after the horses have left? But there's a couple horses left. Like, did you stop smoking when they, I don't know. I mean, you have any problems with all the cigarette smokes you've had?
Sorry, I stepped out for a moment for a smoke.
You still smoke?
Oh, well, you know, I can quit anytime I want to.
I've heard that famous last words, I can quit.
My daughter is so mad at me. She said my smoking killed her father. I said, don't worry about it, honey. He wasn't your real father anyway.
Wow. Kind of reminds me of the Jane's Addiction song, Gonna Quit Tomorrow.
I knew, right?
You are. Well, let's move on to our next story here. It's called Boom, Here Comes the Babies. Did you hear about this? Yesterday, we talked about gas prices going down, right? Partly due to the oil boom in the United States and Saudi Arabia. Well, North Dakota. Have you ever been to North Dakota, Virginia?
Me? Well, let's see. You know, the 80s are a little hazy.
Hazy?
Oh, yeah.
Your whole life's probably been hazy.
I was really into this band back in the 80s. Oh, my God.
You're a wild child back then?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I could tell you used to be hot in your day, huh? Well, too much smoking.
What do you mean? I'm still hot.
Well, okay, let me take that back. She's on a relative basis. No. No, you are. You look good. You look good for, I'm not even guessing your age. No.
No, don't guess.
I'm not doing that.
I'm 29.
Wow.
I know.
Times two?
Good.
20?
Shut up.
No. Well, anyway, the good news is, you know, the oil boom rages on in North Dakota, but with that comes droves of job seekers, and they've flocked to the state over the past few years. And guess what happens when you got droves of families flocking?
Seagulls.
Here comes the babies.
Oh.
Lots of them. 10,591 babies were born in North Dakota last year. That's up 33% from
a
decade
earlier.
That's
a whole lot of babies. Yeah. I'm not a baby. I'm 6 years old.
Sick. I know. You're that genius 6 year old. Well, this is from Mercy Medical last year. Said 750 babies were born, and they expected to go to 1,000 next year. But before the boom, there was 900 babies.
Wow.
Pretty good. And then the nearby St. Joseph's Hospital said they saw it spike 300% baby births since the boom started. So, hey.
So in about 5 years, they're really going to need a lot of teachers.
Well, exactly. That's where I'm going next, because the growth comes with future challenges, right? You got resources, schools mostly, and housing, because now prices are going up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, check it out. Enrollment from kindergarten to 12th grade, public schools, it was 3,400 people. It's up 12% from last year, and they expected to go to another 1,000, 4,450 in a couple years. So, hey, things are booming, but, got to work it. Got to pay those high prices now. Things are going to kind of
escalate.
So now
would be a good time to, like, invest in property there? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would. Well, maybe. Unless things turn around and go the other way. I mean, that happened in Vegas, I believe. There was, like, an over...
How does Vegas exist? I always wonder. It's like, where do they get enough water to keep Vegas functioning?
Because
it's a desert.
Just there, right. Just when you fly in, you can tell. It's like, woo, all of a sudden there's a town.
It's like a miracle that it's there.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to a little more October news here. October news, right? Beware October scary ride. Ooh, back to my old roots, Wall Street, my previous life.
Ooh.
You know much about Wall Street, Tammy, the little kid?
I watch CNBC, and my favorite correspondent is Bill Griffith. He's really smart on some stuff, and he told me that you should never panic.
Panic.
Yeah. If the stock market starts going down, don't sell everything. If you have good stocks, hold on, because eventually everything goes back up.
Oh, I like that. Good
Mom
advice.
Mom said that about Daddy, too.
Easy there, kiddo.
I want a little brother.
I don't think so. I don't think that's in the cards. I thought your mom dropped you off with Spider and Virginia over here. So where is your mom?
Mom had to go to a conference, and she would not let me come because last time I pointed out that her theorem was slightly flawed.
Theorem. Hmm.
Yeah, Mom is a biological scientist, and she was doing these theories on genetics, and I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Wow. You are smart. Too smart. Well, maybe you'd get the full Wall Street. Well, Wall Street, scary October ride, isn't even close to being done, they say. All right, this was some CNN money. I read this morning. Well, the Dow plummeted about 200 points and briefly tumbled below the 16,000 mark. That I know, before rebounding yesterday. That was before rebounding this morning. Because it ended up finishing, let's talk more numbers, because the continued concerns about global growth and especially in Europe continues with countries like Greece and Spain. So that's part of the reason why there's fluctuation here. And then they talk about stocks bounced and turned positive on new signs that the Federal Reserve could keep the easy money flowing. Okay, and that's due to the recent market turbulence. So we know what that means. If it's cheap, borrow money, bullish for the stock market. It's like the Fed stimulus programs. We know about those. And there's been fears about the Ebola outbreak, of course, plunging oil prices. There are a lot of reasons. And yesterday is when it plummeted 460 points before ending the day down about 173. So this market's been bouncing around. I mean, I don't you keep a lot of money in the market?
Me, personally?
You, Karen.
She's like, who, me? I would if I had some. I'm working on that.
Yeah, well.
Keep working on that.
Visualizing that. How about you, Virginia? Any money in the stock market over there? Or is it all in cigarettes?
I Sometimes I sound like my kid. Anywho, I try not to put too much money in the stock market. I keep most of it in a mattress.
Go to the mattress. Oh, you're old school.
Oh, you know, you never know when you're going to need to cut and run.
Cut and run. With these kids, huh?
Well, if you lose one, you've always got a couple of others. It's not like...
Well, what about their fathers? I mean, I you understand one of these guys is like, you got like a Bill Gates guy supporting one of your kids or what?
Oh, yes. He's very smart, very into the techs and the computer stuff and all that. I usually don't go for geeks, but I felt bad for him.
You felt bad for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there was a little bet involved, but... We won't go into details on that.
Dollar signs flashing had anything to do with it or no? That's your first husband? Were you married or...
No, we were never married.
Okay.
However, he does give me child support.
That's nice. So you don't really work a 9-to-5 job or anything or...
Oh, no, being a mom is a 9-to-5 job.
No, that's true.
Oh, what are you talking about? She's never even home. She's always at the bar.
Shut up.
Spider. She's a boozer?
Oh, my God, yes.
Virginia, what kind of leadership are you teaching these kids? Or Spider, at least.
I'm teaching them self-sufficiency.
Spider, how old are you? You look like you're, what, 12? How old are you?
Oh, bullseye, how'd you know?
I look about that age.
Thank you.
You're a smart kid, too.
I was kind of hoping I look 15.
No, not 15.
How about if I stand on my toes?
No.
How about if I put on my helmet?
How about if you hit the gym? Start hitting the gym now, and maybe in a couple of years, you'll look maybe a little older. No, not yet. You got to wait till you're at least 15 or 16.
You mean I can't hit the gym now?
Well, you could do some push-ups and sit-ups for sure.
Okay, run around the block. Now.
All right, easy there, easy there. All right, here we go. It sounds like you're going to the bathroom over there. Come on.
Three.
Look at those pencil-thin arms over there. I got to teach you some yoga push-ups. You can't even do a push-up, 12-year-old kid. Holy cow. When I was 12 years old, I got the President's Award for Fitness. Come on.
The President gives an award for fitness?
Yeah, don't you have that at your school? You got to do all these, I don't know, all these sort of tests. It's pretty cool.
They give me special tests. Usually they have to do with attention and can I read and something with numbers.
You got to work on that. You gotta talk to Tammy more. Maybe she'll tutor you. Tammy?
I tried. He's kind of a lost cause.
He's a spider.
What? Huh? What? Did you say something?
He's too busy skateboarding.
Yeah! Okay. Gnarly, dude.
Oh, man. What the heck did I get myself into here? Why'd you bring him out? No, that's very nice of you, Karen.
He has no attention.
He's like the ZADD?
Yes, but don't tell anybody.
I won't tell anybody. No, nobody's really listening.
Are you talking about me? Did you say something?
Easy. Get back to your push-ups.
Oh, okay. 4.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Well, let's finish the story here about the markets because maybe one day Tammy's writing some new programs for Goldman Sachs, and when she's like 12, she'll be writing some new programs to handle these fluctuations in markets. Because here's the interesting news is that all this waves of selling this past month have wiped out the stock market's gain for the year. And the three major indexes flirting with their first correction in years. Yeah, check it out. NASDAQ, if it closes below, check out this number, 4,138.37. It's officially in correction mode. Today, I think I just checked before we signed on, it was 4,225. So, we're okay, but that'll signify a 10% decline and correction mode. So, hey, for now, hang tight.
Don't worry, just a check on the Nikkei.
Don't sell everything. Take advice from CNN's Bill Griffith, your favorite there, Tammy.
Oh, yeah, he's really smart. Ron and Sana's really smart, too.
I can't believe you're watching these shows. I thought you should be watching, like, what are the big, I don't even know anymore, the animated series?
Sometimes I like to watch Dora the Explorer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Love Dorothy.
No, Dora.
Oh, Dora.
What am I saying?
Dorothy's in Kansas. No, Dora the Explorer. Oh, all right. She's like all pink and things like that?
Yeah.
I see.
She's smart. She speaks Spanish.
She speaks Spanish?
Sí. Un poco cerrado no entra la mosca.
You speak Spanish too?
Sí.
Wow.
Sí, cómo no. It.
You're running circles around us. You mean we're going to go gaga over here? Speaking of which, going gaga for wedding bells. You hear this news? I don't know, Tammy. You're definitely not following this. But Lady Gaga, rumors are flying that she and her boyfriend, Chicago Fire's actor Taylor Kinney, either have made things quote-unquote official with a, well, it's kind of like a commitment ceremony, I guess, that they had, or they're going to be heading down the aisle. That's what the Daily Star reported. We're talking Gaga and Kinney gathered friends and family for a small ceremony pledging their devotion to each other.
That was from the Daily Star?
That's what the Daily Star said. Now, what do I know? But the publicist, what do I know, right? Wow.
Well, that's as believable as Fox News.
And there was no comment from Gaga or Kinney, but hey, who knows? But here's what did happen. She was on Howard Stern. Lady Gaga was on Howard Stern, and they've been dating since 2011. They've been out of the limelight, and she said, quote unquote, that she's been very protective of their romance, and quote, we treat each other with a lot of care, and we're good for one another. That's awesome. Good for Gaga. I mean, hey, if it doesn't work out, you know, I'm available. Give a shout.
Oh, really?
I like her. She's pretty hot.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay. Italian babe.
I haven't been able to get past the meat suit. I'm still stuck back there.
Still stuck on the meat suit. Are you vegetarian?
No, it's just the idea of wearing raw meat.
Wasn't working for you?
No, I just...
She's outrageous.
That's okay. Is good.
Does whatever the hell she wants. I love that.
That's good.
Lady Gaga.
Hey, go Gaga.
You like Gaga there, Tammy?
Who's that?
Lady Gaga, the singer. Blonde, kind of beautiful. Kind of looks many different things. I guess she looks...
Madonna? Like
no, well, she follows in the footsteps of Madonna, but it's Lady Gaga. She's from New York.
Gaga. Mm. Does she play...
I think she's from Yonkers.
Does she play for the Philharmonic?
Never mind. Spider, how about you? Did you ever hear Lady Gaga?
I really like some heavy metal, and she's not really like a metal kind of chick.
No. She might wear metal, but she's not a metal kind of chick.
Oh, that would be so totally cool if she wore lots of metal and she, like, went through the detectors over at the airport. That would be so awesome. I would so want to be there. I could, like, bring my cell phone and I could, like, take pictures. It would be really cool.
All right. Get back to the push-ups. All
right. Six.
Well, good luck. Good luck to Gaga, whatever's going on there. And speaking of good luck, here we go. Bring it on, baby. This is good luck for the folks over there at Amazon. Well, not a baby story. More holiday jobs.
Babies.
Yeah.
Babies everywhere.
I know. Well, it's that time of year. After people celebrate the new year, right? This time, a lot of babies are born this time of year.
September. Yeah, too many September babies, oh, yeah. Man.
Hookups for New Year's.
I can't even go to all the parties, all the birthday parties.
Forget about it.
It's insane.
I don't do any of those. No. Nah.
I think you're fibbing.
Nah, not doing it.
You don't do birthday parties?
Well, there are not a lot of birthday parties that are, you know, for someone in my...
you're advanced age? Is that what you're saying? Are you
I don't think we're
old?
Celebrating. We're not celebrating. My friends don't have kids just yet. Or maybe they do.
Your
I'm
kids
not sure.
don't have kids?
You no, have no. Kids? No kids. No.
That
not
you
married.
Know of?
Nah, I think I'd know by now. Somebody would have come out of the woodwork.
I don't know. Surprises happen every day.
Well, they do. Yeah, we just... reviewed a movie, The Judge, so there's some surprises in that when it comes to kids. But no, good news for the Amazons. They're hiring 80,000 seasonal employees this year. That's up from 70,000 last year, 50,000 2 years ago. So these are for fulfillment sorting centers where they locate, pack, and ship millions of orders. So that's good news, right?
That's a great news. I'm going to have to apply for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Aren't they using, like... little
drones?
Yeah, drones to deliver stuff.
I think they're experimenting with that. Maybe that's in a testing program for some residentials with a house where they could land in the backyards.
Yeah, talk about crazy air traffic control.
Yeah, well, that's going to open up a whole new can of worms. But the experts predict significant uptick in online shipping, shopping and shipping this year. So that's kind of cool. Shipping's going up, shopping's going up. A lot of people are ramping up. National Retail Federation holiday forecast online sales for November and December to be 8 to 11% more than last year.
So UPS and FedEx are a good place to drop off resumes too then, huh?
I think so. I think you got to hit it. Hey, holiday, the retailers are hiring, but you don't need to do that. Maybe Virginia might want to be, nah.
No, I don't have to worry about that, thanks. I do have, child support.
Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah.
One or two, I'm not sure. A couple? Couple, two, three?
Who's counting?
Who's counting?
Mm-hmm. Three's a nice round number.
More money for cigarettes.
More money.
You know they cause cancer. Did you hear about that?
That money causes cancer.
No. Well, perhaps. Cigarettes.
Really?
No kidding.
No, she knows, because as soon as she dies, I'm suing the tobacco company.
Nice. Spider.
I love kids.
All right, good kid. Well, if you're serious about that, for anybody looking, they're paying $10 to $11.50 an hour over there at Amazon, and the full-time people are making $12 an hour. So that's good. Rock on, Amazon. And hey, don't forget to help out our boy Santa Claus, though, right? If he runs into any snafus, help him out.
I know. Isn't it fun working for Santa Claus?
Here's our, I think it's our final story here. We're going, it's called Sweeter at the Top. You like climbing mountains, Spider?
How tall is the mountain? And what's at the top? And what am I going to get when I get there? And hey, is that a donkey? 7? Ugh. 8? Ugh. Where's the mountain?
All right, kid. Roll over. We got to get you some push-ups here. That's it. Hug your knees into your... This little kid, let me tell you, we got to get him going. Get you going. You got to get you maybe to be the richest person in your state.
Really?
Well, it's possible, because that's what this is. They rank the top person in each state, 50 states, right? You know,
cool.
There's 50 states. Yeah, who's number one? Of course. Who's right. The man?
Number one, the, like, richest man in the world? Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan? You mean the basketball player?
Yeah.
No, this is in the United States. Bill Gates, $81.5 billion. Microsoft, you've heard of Microsoft, right? Tammy, I mean, you definitely know computers.
So is that this Bill Gates guy? Is he single?
No, forget about it. You have no shot with him. No, he's not single. He's married. He's got a probably beautiful life up there. Wife, all that.
All that.
Kids.
All that, yeah. Bay Area. Hey.
You know it.
From.
Oh, I know. Karen, oh, there you are.
I like him totally from the Silicon Valley.
Number two was Warren Buffett. We know him from the Nebraska, $66.9 billion. Larry Ellison's a California man holding the number three. He's worth close to $50 billion. David Koch is Kansas. The Walmart heiress, Christy Walton, she's in Arkansas with $37 million. She's number five. So that rounds out the top five. That's based on WealthX assessment of assets. And, you know, 35 of the 50 are self-made entrepreneurs.
Wow.
I like that. Michael Bloomberg was six. He was New York. And remember Michael Dell, he was number 10. Phil Knight was number 9, Nike. Remember, he's worth $19
billion. Nike?
Yeah. No, wow. He's huge. And six women on the list.
All right. Woohoo.
Yeah, woohoo. Bunch of family. Inheritances like Forrest Mars, he was listed as number 8, Candy Bars. And either way.
Candy Bars, is that her name or is that what they...
No, Mars, you know, the Mars family. Yeah. Either way, it's much sweeter at the top, wouldn't you say, Virginia?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know it, baby.
Well, on that note, we're going to give the Get Your Shit Together award. You know, Karen, every day we do this, we give out an award to the person who really needs to get their shit together. It's based on my podcast called GIST, G-Y-S-T, with Rich Tola, or Get Your Shit Together. Did 30 of those. It's kind of cool. This one in particular, this guy here, I mean, we talked about this yesterday, but we're going across the pond to Manchester, England.
Cool. You know, people are very proper over in England, and they talk so posh. And so, I know, isn't it exactly fascinating the way people talk when they're in England? What are you saying?
I don't even
I'm saying people talk very posh. Really? Where are you from? I'm not telling. Sorry, went off.
No, I'm like, I was trying to recognize those ladies there. I wasn't sure.
Are they same as they was before they was?
I think so. I think that's you. I don't know who that is. I can't put my... But we were recently talking... Let's talk about this. Snapchat. The kids know Snapchat. You know Snapchat, right, Spider?
Oh, That's like that internet like thing.
Yeah, like a texting where you can take pictures or videos and it deletes itself, or they're deleted after a period of time after receiving them.
Well, you don't want to be leaving a trace.
No, you don't want to be leaving a trace. And kids, 50% of the users of Snapchat are 13 to 17-year-olds. So both users, Tammy, I don't know what you're... Well, I know you're young, but you're not on there, right, Tammy?
Mommy won't let me go on the internet. She says there's dirty, nasty stuff.
Hmm. Well, there's dirty, nasty stuff for sure, because this jackass, this guy, he's a soccer coach, high school.
Did you say a bad word?
Ooh, I did. Don't be repeating that, Tammy. No, I know. You got to stay away from bad words, at least until, you really shouldn't be using them if you don't need to. What? Most adults do, though.
Why?
Well, they're preconditioned. They hear them all through their upbringing, and they start using them, and they get comfortable using them, and they keep using them.
That would make an interesting study.
Maybe you should do that.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you work on that? Do a thesis on that.
Okay.
Well, our buddy over here, Jeffrey Sirios, was arrested on charges of risk of injury to a child plus breach of peace and obscenity. Why? Yeah, this guy.
Obscenity, that is bad words.
Bad words. Yeah, this bozo. We're going to call him a bozo. You know what bozo is. He accidentally, quote, accidentally sent a Snapchat, which is like a text, of him pleasing himself to the teenage girls on his team. Now.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
So gross.
Oh, totally
pleasing
gross.
Himself. Okay, we kind of know what that is, right? Virginia?
Oh, there are kids in the room.
I know, let's not go there, but this...
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you about it later, okay?
Ooh, Spider, you're okay. All about that. You're 12.
I knew everything.
Well, like I said, you're 12. The hormones are raging. But the high school varsity girls soccer coach, okay, he was at E.O. Smith High School, where he sent it to 5 players who viewed the 10-second video. Mm-hmm. Now, this jackass, oops, there's that word again.
10 seconds, is that normal for, pleasing ones?
Pleasing with this guy here? Yeah, probably.
No, he's an underachiever. It should only take 5.
Well, he intended to send it to his girlfriend, but accidentally sent it to a group of his players who were juveniles, like you guys. You know you're juveniles, right? Under the age of 18.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, so did he do that like a Vine? Because you get like 7 seconds or something in a Vine, don't you?
Yeah, it wasn't a Vine. It was a Snapchat where he took the video. Then the girls were in a pizza joint when they got it. Ooh, I think they lost their appetite.
Oh, totally. Oh, gross.
It's gross.
It's almost as bad as anchovies.
You don't like anchovies, huh?
Oh, my God, no. Who likes anchovies? That's just wrong.
They're good for you, though.
Oh, they ruin a totally good pizza.
Well, okay. Most people believe that. Well, our boy Jeffrey over here, it's kind of interesting. They found out because the girls told the varsity volleyball coach, right? And then he didn't have his face in it, but they placed the furniture from his apartment or his place. So,
you know, he's so delicious. Should have put shades on.
Totally. I mean, the guy, I don't know what the heck he was thinking, but he says he occasionally makes videos for his girlfriend, and he deleted it after he realized 15 seconds later, and $100,000 bail bond, he's out. Well, he gets our get your shit together award because, hey, here we go again with the phones. Everybody's making these videos. Kids now. See, that's the problem with the chat, the Snapchat. You know what's happening, Karen? Because, I think you're the only one who's in the room. That's, look, everybody's looking at me like I got 3 heads over here. Hey, what are you looking at, Virginia?
What are you looking at, Virginia?
You know, he's kind of cute.
Oh, well, no shot here. No, I'm not Bill Gates. Keep searching. But, no, Snapchat, it's these kids use it. So now the kids, imagine a kid's taking a picture. Anybody takes a picture or video of themselves and they put it out there, but it's still on the phone. So hackers have hacked in and found 100,000 of these photos. We talked about that yesterday. So, it's a tricky one. I mean, what can you do? These kids, Spider, you have a phone?
I did, but then I discovered gravity.
Gravity?
What's gravity and cell phones do not work together.
What do you mean?
He's saying that it fell down and it broke.
Ah.
Yeah, right. Sort of. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm. You messed up.
Hey, but I got a gnarly wave. Can you call it that if you're skateboarding?
A wave?
I like to call it that. Because it feels more organic.
Organic? Look at you using a big word, 25-cent word.
I know, right?
Wow.
That's splendiferous.
Dude, show off.
Sorry.
Let him go, Tammy. Let him go.
I'm sorry.
Get him back
I'm
to
sorry.
His push-ups. Well.
Not. Wait, 11? Where was I?
11.
Forget about it. You need a lot of work. And on that note, we're gonna go back to 1990. Virginia, you were around. Karen, myself, the kids, obviously not. But
I was not around in 1990. That is the olden days?
Not exactly, Tammy. I wouldn't say olden days.
It's like really old, though.
Not really old, Spider. Come
on. That was like ages and ages. I think Moses was here.
Well, wait another 25 years. You'll be talking a different tune. You'll be saying, wow, back in 2014, that was ages ago.
I know. It's like almost like last week even. That was forever ago.
Well, hey, kids, we're going to talk about 1990 because the adults in the room are going to remember this. We're going to go back. Remember George H. Bush? Father was president.
And he was the head of the CIA once. I read it.
Of course. You read everything.
Uh-huh.
Front cover to back cover, I'm sure. Well, let me go through a lot. Let's throw this out there. Saddam Hussein. Remember, he ordered Iraq invasion, neighboring Kuwait. That was August 2nd. The Desert Storm began. I remember that. That kind of triggered it. U.S., U.K. sent troops to Kuwait. And the U.S. entered a major recession, which had repercussions for years to come throughout the world. Remember The Simpsons debuted? You guys like The Simpsons, huh?
Oh, yeah, I totally love The Simpsons. I know Nancy Cartwright. She's just the voice of Bart Simpson, and he kind of sounds like me, but totally different.
Cool. Well, then there you go. They started. They were debuted. First season was 1990, so it can't be that old, right? Can't be that far ago.
I saw it on Netflix.
I don't know what he's talking about. Mom doesn't let me watch a lot of television.
Well, that's a good thing. You're focused on your computer. You have your computer, right, Tammy?
Mom doesn't let me go online, but I have a computer.
Right. How'd you get so smart without a computer? Whether you're homeschooled or, you're 6 years old.
I'm homeschooled.
Homeschooled. With a computer. You must be on a computer all the time. Like, what do you do? Study an encyclopedia?
Wikipedia is really good. They have all these different references. You have to validate everything that you write, and you have to give references to where you get your information. And I've written a number of articles for Wikipedia, mostly on astrophysics.
Wow, girl. I don't know. Did you ever think about designing a car? Because GM launched the Saturn in 1990. Did you ever hear of Saturn?
Saturn is a planet, and it's in our galaxy. And there's millions and millions and lots of galaxies out there. And we're just teeny tiny.
We are. We're teeny tiny, just specks in this overall scheme of things.
But you're bigger than me.
A little bit. Well, but you're younger. When you get older, maybe you get a little bigger.
Really?
Probably. Yeah, you're barely making it up to the table here, I know. But, going back to 1990, Saturn made a Sky. I owned a Sky, a beautiful little sports car. It was awesome.
Those were the ones where you could, hit them in the side with a baseball bat and the...
Yep, there was no metal. That one?
I don't know.
No. Mine was metal. Maybe they changed the body style.
They were supposed to be really resilient or something.
Yeah, there was something going on. It was like a hybrid thing. I loved that car for a couple of years. But anyway, moving on. The most complete skeleton of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, T-Rex, you guys know what that is, found in San Diego.
That's an awesome dinosaur.
South Dakota. Yeah, awesome dinosaur. They named it Sue.
Why'd they name it Sue? That's a girl's name.
I know. Well, because maybe the girls were tougher. I don't know. Spider, what do you think?
Girls are really smart.
Really smart sometimes?
No,
they can be
girls
tougher.
Are stupid.
All right, easy there. We're staying in 1990. Earthquake in Iran killed 50,000. Remember Tim Berners-Lee? He published the first web page on the WWW, the World Wide Web. That was 1990. I remember that. First in-car GPS satellite navigation system. You know what GPS is. That goes on sale from Pioneer. Did you use that?
GPS? I have a friend who is like the voice of the GPS cars in Australia.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Australian female or male? Or they do both? She's,
turn left at the next corner.
I love that.
And apparently it drives her ex-husband crazy because...
It's her. it's my ex-wife. Oof.
Please, go faster. Cool. You don't know how to drive. Please, turn left at the next corner. You've done it wrong. Turn around. Please, go faster.
GPS, it
go
changed
three
everything.
More kilometers in the next... Sorry, I went off on a tangent.
Yeah, no worries,
sometimes.
Nah, we'll keep it back, keep it real. Following the... remember the Berlin Wall came down and East-West Germany unite. And worldwide speaking, I remember this. There was a formal ban...
That.
Well, you remember the wall coming down.
I've got a piece of the wall.
You got a piece of the wall?
I have a piece of the wall. It's a little tiny piece, but I have a piece of the wall.
That's so cool.
I know. It's authenticated.
Did you buy that through the mail?
No, I got that in college when somebody came to speak about the wall. And we had a bunch of, actually, we had a program of transfer students from Germany. And
wow, that's pretty cool.
It was awesome.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, that was going on. Nelson Mandela was released from prison in South Africa after 28 years, right?
That's a long time.
And speaking of the world, that was a long time. But industrial countries agreed to stop dumping waste into the oceans of the world. That was a good thing.
I'm so glad they agreed.
Yeah, they
agreed. Too bad they didn't do it.
Too bad they didn't do it. Yeah, that's for sure. Margaret Thatcher announced her resignation after...
Oh, really?
She was awesome. Remember the prime, John Major was
the
chosen.
The Iron Maiden.
Oh, that was a great movie, too. Did you see that? With
Meryl Streep? Did. She was awesome.
She was awesome. Yeah. Here we go. I remember this. It's a social club called Happy Land in New York City. Killed 87 people when a fire broke out. They were unlicensed. I remember that.
I don't remember that one.
I remember that. And then where Leaning Tower of Pisa was closed for public safety concerns, it would fall over. And they did. They did remedy that. I think it took 12 years.
They did.
Yeah. And the Channel Tunnel. Remember that between UK and France, they finally met and it kind of broke through. It was 40 meters below the ground, and it's the first connection between UK and the mainland Europe since the Ice Age. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
I've never traveled the Channel. Have you?
No, I would love to go. Yeah. How hard would that be to like? We're going to start from over here, and we're going to start from over there, and we're going to meet in the middle. Exactly. Otherwise, we all drowned.
Yeah, with those guys. Right, how they did it.
How do you do that?
Well, they pulled off a wonder. That was pretty cool. Boris Yeltsin became president of the Russian Republic. We know that. And West Germany won the World Cup in 1990. Remember that? let's talk a little cost of living here. Inflation was 5.39%. Pretty low. How about the Dow? 2,633. Ooh. And it's up to 16,000 and change today. Average cost of a house was 123,000. Average income was 29,000. Nothing great.
So everything went up but the wages.
Wages, huh? Gas was $1.34.
Oh, that went way up.
Oh, yeah. Average monthly rent was $4.65.
Wow. $4.65 for rent?
Yeah. Well, not exactly. $465. You got it. Right, Tammy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the ballpark.
And you could buy a new Isuzu Rodeo for $12,500.
Ooh, I almost got one of those.
Really?
Actually, I was looking at the Amigos back then.
Really? Yeah, let's talk TV. I remember Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks rocked it. Came out that year. It only lasted 2 years. I remember that.
I was in a movie with one of the guys from Twin Peaks.
No kidding. Yeah. Kyle MacLachlan? He was the lead.
No, it was one of the other guys.
That was a... changed TV at the time. But anyway, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, remember him?
Vaguely kind of.
Vaguely kind of. Will Smith. Yeah. Beverly Hills 90210.
Did he go on to do some other things?
A couple, two, three.
One or three.
Yeah, remember the kids in the Beverly Hills crowd? Remember all those guys?
90210?
Yeah. Law and Order. Well, Blossom. Wings. I remember Wings with Tim Daly and Stephen Weber. Remember those
They're
guys?
Both in two new shows right
oh,
now.
Oh, cool.
Which are, but they're like dramas. They're not comedies.
Yeah, no, they were a great team. In Living Color and then Northern Exposure. Remember Rob Morrow?
Oh, loved him.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah. And Cheers, The Cosby Show, Roseanne, they were all really popular. Those were TVs. Film, Home Alone, Ghost, Just got to throw these out. Dances with Wolves, Pretty Woman. Ooh, love that. Hunt for Red October, Die Hard 2, Total Recall. Remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Godfather 3.
I know a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
You do?
Yeah.
One of the turtles, huh?
Yeah, Rob Paulsen.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you have a lot of friends in the industry.
Yeah, if I'm old, we discussed this.
Hmm. Yeah. Edward Scissorhands. Remember Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
He might still be around, too.
I think he's around. Yeah. And who won the award, the Oscar? Well, you know, it comes out the year before. This came out on December 13th of 1989. But remember, Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With Morgan Freeman, Jessica Tandy. That was awesome.
Old people, we like it when old people win stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And everybody then thinks that it's young people in Hollywood. No, it's not. Shouldn't be. We know what we're doing. We've been there before.
What is that, old Betsy? Who's that? I don't even want...
Everybody just calls me Grandma.
Hey, Grandma, let's talk about music here. We'll wrap it up for 1990. Remember Tears for Fears, Kylie Minogue, Maxie Priest. I remember Maxie Priest. Love that.
Maxie Priest.
Yeah, I used to play his songs in yoga. Rod Stewart, the B-52s. Ooh, Rock Lobster. I mean, I love those guys.
Oh, Rock.
Remember Janet Jackson, Cher, Aerosmith, Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Chili Peppers are huge, getting big. John Bon Jovi. Remember Blaze of Glory?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was. And then the Grammy goes to Album of the Year. Now, again, this came out in March 21st of 89. Now,
are we dating ourselves?
We are.
We know these things?
Bonnie Raitt, remember?
Yeah, you're like totally old, you guys.
Well, you remember her. Nick of Time. That won the Grammy. So 1990 was, I remember 1990 back in the day. I'd just gotten back. I'd spent the latter part of 89. I was here, and then I moved back east. It was transitioning from
Here in L.A.
In 89. I worked for Drexel Burnham in 89, Drexel Burnham, Lion Bear, Junk Bonds. So I was selling junk bonds in 89, and then I...
And I was working for the Financial News Network.
No kidding. And how did you go from... Well, let me see here. Karen McCarthy, all right, we're talking. This woman, she's a creator for sure, producer, director, you know, you're a voice artist.
Yeah.
All right, tell me about this... tell me about the villain, Nebulosa.
Oh, Nebulosa. Yes, she's the villain in the lighthearted holiday classic, Daddy, I'm a Zombie. Soon to be a sequel.
Check it out, guys, if you want to hear more of Karen's cool voice. Yeah, that's like a kind of a cute Halloween movie, right?
Oh, yes, very big with the tweens. And we're going to be releasing a sequel called Dixie and the Zombie Rebellion.
It is
produced by a Spanish company called Abra Productions.
Cool. Check it out, guys. When's that coming out? Soon?
I am told that they will be releasing at least the Spanish version in November, but I am not in the Spanish version. They have another villain. But it's so hard to find good help these days, you know.
Speaking of good help, tell me about the shooting victim that you helped after a road rage incident on the freeway.
That was back when I was working at the Financial News Network.
Back in the 90s?
Back in the 90s. I was driving home from work one night, and there was a guy trying to flag people down on the side of the road, and he almost stepped in front of a semi. Gut told me something's drastically wrong because he had a car pulled off to the side. And I'm like, okay, stop and see what it is. But I'm like, I'm 22, 23, something.
Wow.
And I'm like really nervous about stopping for somebody on the freeway in the middle of the night. But I did. And I didn't know what to do. I locked my car before I went up to him because I pulled off and he didn't see me stop. So I walked back to him and he saw me. And it's dark, and I couldn't see until he told me. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, I've been shot. And then he turned, and there's blood all down his back.
That's wild.
I had to go back, take him back to my car and unlock the car. And I didn't know where the nearest hospital was, so I had to keep asking him directions, which was good because it kept him from going into shock. And meanwhile, my little brain's going, there's blood all over my seats. How am I going to get the blood out of my car? And there's this big red handprint on my dashboard.
Oof, nasty.
I'm like honking my horn and I got my flashers on and I'm just praying for a policeman to stop me, and no.
Wow.
I did end up getting a parking ticket while I was there, though, dropping him off at the hospital.
You gotta be kidding me.
No.
Well, you should have fought that one.
I did. I fought that one, and then because first I had to go to court to fight it, and the judge wouldn't even listen to my excuse. He just gave me another court date, and I like had and told me I had to have witnesses and everything. So I called the police department saying, you know, hey, I need to find out who the police officers were that took the report that night from the shooting. And they asked me where I was calling from, and I didn't understand why they wanted to know where I was calling from, and I was at work. So I said, the Financial News Network. They thought it was a news report, so they gave me to their publicity guy. And the publicity guy ended up taking me out to lunch and getting everything taken care of.
Nice. Yeah. Well, now that we got that taken care of.
Well, sorry, nice long story.
No, it was a happy ending, but it happened so quick here. It just comes up on the final minutes quickly, and I want to get through this. But I want to say hello, goodbye to Virginia. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it was such a pleasure, Rich.
Awesome. Well, we'll talk to you again, Spider. Thank you.
12.
Rock on, kid. Keep doing those push-ups. And Tammy, thanks so much for you coming.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, and for...
Will you be in my study?
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe. Hit me up through your friends, okay? For Virginia. Go through Virginia over there.
Okay.
And if you want to learn more about Karen McCarthy, Woman of 1,000 Voices, check
That's
her
me.
Website. Yeah, it's dogatemy.com. That's her website. But Karen, I got to do this real quick. We do the Fast Five every day here.
Uh-oh.
Five quick questions, real quick.
Uh-oh.
Chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Chocolate.
Cool. Tropical island or New York City?
Tropical island. Sorry, New York.
That's all right. Ancient Rome or the Wild West?
Oh, that's a toughie. Wild West.
Cool. Tearjerker or action thriller?
Action thriller. Nice. Blow them up.
Love it. Love it. And last one, candlelight dinner or picnic in the park?
Picnic in the park.
Awesome. Karen, thanks so much for coming in today. We'll hear more of Karen and Virginia, Spider, and Tammy.
That's us. Oh,
oh my goodness.
Cool.
Bye.
All right. If you guys want to hear more, check it out in the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. And check it out tomorrow. Cooper Phillip in the studio, live Acoustic Fridays. So there you go, guys. I'm Rich Toll. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.